a reminder to media members who just joined our call, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here this morning, and we'll work those questions in as soon as we can. We now welcome into the call the head coach of the Elon Phoenix, Matt Matheny. Good morning, Coach Matheny.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. A very successful road trip for you since we last spoke. A couple of wins on the road, 51-49 at Northeastern, and then you go to Hofstra and win 84-70. Talk about those two victories and what your team did so well.
Well, it was a good trip for us. It's something we've never done, has been able to beat, have two road victories since we've been in the league in a row and on a trip like that. And I think our team is just getting a little bit better in a lot of areas. We still got plenty of room for improvement, but I think we're guarding and defending a little bit better than we had been even a couple weeks ago. I think we're a little bit more difficult to guard because we have multiple guys that are able to score, whether that's inside or out. And but I think there's glaring areas we need to improve on, and we'll be challenged this coming Thursday because James Madison really beat us up on the glass when we played them up there.
As you guys continue to make your climb up the CAA standings and build your program within this conference, how important, just for maybe mentally as much as anything, to be able to get the sweep on that road trip and to be able to get wins over a couple quality teams on the road?
Well, I think our players' confidence is growing. And being new to the league over the last couple years, there was a lot of uncertainty as to if we could compete in this league. And not that we didn't think we could, but you still have that little bit of doubt in your mind. And will it work? And can you do it? And so having just a little bit of success, I think our players are growing in confidence. But, Rob, what I see is our players maturing and understanding that regardless of who we're playing or where we're playing, we know it's going to be a battle. And we know that in the middle of any game, there'll be ebbs and flows and highs and lows. And we have to be as constant and consistent in the things that we talk about and teach in order to be successful, again, no matter who we're playing or where we're playing.
We're here with Elon head coach Matt Matheny. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. Going back to even before the season and media day, you talked about how the key for your team was going to be your ability to prove on the defensive end, and you talked about it in your opening comments, but to hold a team like Northeastern that had been unbeaten at home and really rolling to under 50 and T.J. Williams to 12, how good was the defensive effort in that game to be able to get a win when you didn't shoot it especially well?
Well, like you said, that was an area that we really focused on coming into the year, and I'm pleased at how we're getting better at defending. I think the thing we're doing the best is that we're making people work to score against us, and that cannot be said over the last couple years. That's not the way we were defending. Now I think we're defending a little bit more consistently. I like how we're contesting shots, but Northeastern is a very difficult team to guard, and I thought going into the game, T.J. Williams was playing as well as anybody in the league. I still feel like that. And I thought we did a good job for most of the game making him and them work to get good looks.
One of the guys that, among many, that had big weeks for you was Dimitri Thompson, and 8 points and a career-high 10 rebounds at Northeastern, and then he comes back in that victory at Hofstra and scores a season-high 17 points. Talk to me about his performance last week and how well he played.
I thought he had a great weekend. And when I talk about our team maturing and growing in confidence, I think Dimitri is a prime example of that. I think he's becoming more and more confident. He's a junior now. But I think his decision-making is improving. And that, to me, is a sign of maturity for him, but also within our system. And he's got a great ability to get to the rim, but I think deciding when and how to get there is something he's doing better.
As I've talked with to all the coaches today, midway point or just past the midway point of league play, your team sitting 6-4 in a tie for third place in this conference. You've touched on some of them here today, but what do you feel like you've done especially well to get to this point, and then what areas do you feel like your team still needs to work on before we get to North Charleston in March?
I think we've kept our eyes forward, and we had some really quality non-conference victories, and then we had some tough nights in the non-conference. And then to start our conference play, things were not going well for us, but we kept trying to get better and working to get better. And I think our players are really seeing that gradual improvement can be beneficial. But I think they understand that there's a long way to go.
You have James Madison coming to your place on Thursday. You touched on earlier that tough 60-59 loss in Harrisonburg, had a shot there at the end that didn't go down. As you look at the Dukes, what are some of the adjustments that you feel like you're going to need to make to get a victory on Thursday?
Oh, well, I don't want to tell you because they're probably listening on the call, Rob. it was a great game up there. A great game up there, and it was a typical Colonial Conference game because it could have gone either way. It was a Saturday game that both teams were grinding to try to get a win, and we had a good lead. I thought our guys played really well up there for a long time. And then lost the lead, and James Madison kind of put us away, but our guys fought back in it and had a shot to win it. So we anticipate that it'll be another good game on Thursday.
All right, Matt, thanks as always for the time this morning, and I look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thanks, Rob. See you.
All right, see you.